I don't believe. Am I really seeing this? Darling, how could you betray me? We're engaged to be married.
Yes, Emma! I think you better had run along.
You... Oh no, I don't blame her. I blame you. How could you do this to me? How could you betray me so? How could you sleep with my first lady's maid? I don't believe this. How could you be so mean? It's just so inconvenient. The second lady's maid is so slow she can't do the buttons up as quickly as Emma can. Took me a whole hour to get ready this morning.
You look confused.
Oh, it's adorable. You are just too precious. Do you really not understand? Of course you don't, because you're a peasant. Ah, darling, I don't blame you. Emma is delicious. Oh my. You think that she's in love with you and she helped you escape because you're just so charming and wonderful? That's beyond precious. Darling, Emma isn't in love with you. Emma's in love with me. And she did this for me. Such rudeness, so impolite, such language. There's a rebel I know and love. Darling, if I had walked into a room and found you in the arms of someone else, I would have clapped. And then all the guards would have come in.
No, you can leave.
Thank you. They are wonderful, so prompt.
No, you can go. You can go. You can go.
Oh, sorry, I get carried away. Emma is sweet and delicious and innocent, and I know that you peasants are susceptible to that. Sad eyes. And I know you've been trying to escape. Of course you have. You are so adorable. I just want to. Ooh. But lessons come first, and this is an important one. As my consort, you are going to be at court, and court is a complicated place. It is an absolute maze, even for the worthy, the high-born. But for a peasant, oh, darling, I knew I had to do something. So, Emma, oh, do you feel betrayed? Maybe slightly heartbroken? Darling, this is a lesson, and one you will thank me for. Don't trust anyone. No one loves you, no one will save you, no one is ever doing anything for your benefit. Even me. I've saved you from your life of misery and peasantry. I saved you from the rebellion. I killed all your friends who betrayed you so easily. I did all that for me, not for you. Because I get what I want. However I want it, when I want. That's another lesson. But I think that one will take a little more time. Darling, you are charismatic. This is true. You inspire loyalty. You are a leader. But that was among peasants. The unworthy. The scum. You're moving in far more refined circles now. Well, I say moving, you're not moving because you're not allowed to leave your quarters. But you did. Because you convinced Emma to help you. And she fell in love with you, and the two of you will run away, only no. Emma did what she did because I asked her to. Because she is in love with me. And she thinks that showing me that you are a traitorous fiancé will convince me not to marry you. Because she will do anything to keep me. To taste me, to lay with me. Darling, how else would I know that she's delicious? And how else did she earn her place as first lady's maid? Darling, it's not twisted. It's caught. No one has your best interests at heart. No one will help you. No one is your friend. You have no friends. I killed them all, remember? After they had betrayed you so very easily. In court, people are duplicitous. And I would so hate for you to be caught in some horrible intrigue. Darling, I don't think you're listening to me. I won't repeat myself. Actually, I will repeat myself, but I will have to shout because you'll be screaming in pain. And the guards will be showing me all of their new torture methods. They're so eager to impress me. Darling, of course I'll torture you. I'll do whatever it takes to teach you your place. At my feet. Peasant. A pretty peasant, but still a peasant with so much to learn. I know it's difficult. I'm not completely unsympathetic. My mother taught me. Very much the same way. But rather than a first lady's maid, it was my puppy. But I learnt my lesson. There are no friends at court. And I soon got another puppy. And another puppy. And another puppy. Because I get what I want. And I want for you to listen to me very carefully. Darling, I want you. I saw you. I had to have you. So I took you. I was sneaky, underhand, and I enjoyed every second of it. And at court, it will be worse for you. People will play you like a puppet, pulling you to and fro. And you might think that you have a chance of escape. You might think you have a way out. They might try to convince you. Another rebellion. But darling, it won't work. Because you're a peasant, you're a puppet, you're a plaything. You're my fiancé, and I'm the only one who gets to use you. So darling, don't trust anyone. No one is your friend. No one will save you. Now, you might be plotting and scheming, which is good. It means you're thinking like a highborn and not a peasant. But darling, I found you here. And you ran hard and far. You took twists and turns to make sure that your tracks were unfindable. But I found you. Because I'm watching. I'm always watching. I have spies. I have servants. And no matter what you do, or where you go, or who you speak to, I'll know. So, darling, learn this lesson. This important, essential lesson. You can't trust anyone. I want you. And I have you. And I will not let you go. You are mine to play with. Just as everyone in this kingdom is mine to play with. Suddenly so quiet. Tell me, did you enjoy Emma? The taste of her, the feel of her. Did you? There's so much to enjoy. She can be so wanton. I wanted to see what you would be like. Of course I was watching. Darling, weren't you listening? I'm always watching. And what I saw. I look forward to our wedding night. I have been so tempted to sample your wares. Alas, I am a princess, and I must remain pure until the wedding. Darling, what Emma and I do doesn't count. That's just using a servant. But you're not a servant. You're a consort. Of course there's a difference. Oh, you have so much to learn. But first, another lesson. You touched another woman. You kissed her, caressed her, embraced her. And darling, that is not allowed. Of course I planned it. And of course I knew you would do it. What kind of excuse is that? You did exactly what I wanted. I'm still going to punish you for it. Oh. There you go, being so sweet and precious. Oh, your peasant ways are just charming. Darling, I don't have to justify anything. Because I'm a princess. And you slept with another woman. How could you? Of course you have to be punished. You have to learn. You will never win. Emma? Kill her? Why ever would I kill her? Oh, you are so simplistic. It's adorable. It's all part of your charm. See, it's this exact thing which made you think that you could overthrow my mother. This peasant ignorance that is just... It's adorable. Emma did exactly what I asked of her. Emma did everything she could to please me. Emma would do anything for me. Emma loves me. Even if I ask her to do things she doesn't want to do. Like sleep with you. Oh no, she didn't want to. She hates you. Of course she hates you. You're stealing me away from her. Of course not. But she thinks it's a romance. She thinks that it's our forever love. Peasant ignorance. You see, I get what I want. Are you hearing me, darling? Have you learned your lesson? Don't trust. You have no friends. There is no escape. And I am always watching. Now, why don't you get dressed and we'll go home? I think we'll take a walk. Why don't we go through your old neighborhood? Oh, I think that would be a fine idea indeed. And darling, why don't you hold my hand? No! Why don't you embrace me? Kiss me sweetly in front of all of the people who followed you. All of the people who you inspired such loyalty in.
You won't.
Oh my. No, it's nothing, I just... When I'm displeased, I have a habit of punishing people. And Emma did touch my fiancé, and... You will walk with me. But of course you will. Because you're learning. Slowly. But you're learning. So, a nice walk. And then, punishment. Well, darling, that all depends on how convincing you are when we walk. Get dressed. Why would I leave? I told you. I'm always watching. So, take your time. You are fine indeed. Such rugged. Peasant stock. Delicious. Delicious indeed.